you mentioned that the pots first start as a lump of clay and that we need to destroy all the possibilities of creations of that lump.
Correct.
To make the correct one. But sometimes, can you explain a little bit? Because sometimes there might be a shape that could help get to that final stage. But also, maybe it's limited somehow. Like, you know, if you're getting close to the right shape, maybe you're not supposed to get close to the right shape. And so that opportunity is lost.
No. First of all, any effect is effective in reaching the highest goal. That's why I explained earlier, what is the purpose of contemplation called upasana? You take a small piece of, for example, stone. You take that as a support, that's all. But you don't consider it as a stone. You consider it as either Shiva or Vishnu or whatever. You understand now? So if a stone can be considered as God, any object can be considered as a God. Now, I will give you a little bit fun. It won't be appropriate, but I will tell you. See, every day, our undigested matter has to be thrown out, isn't it?
Yes.
In our eyes, that is poison, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for some creatures, what is it?
Food.
And what is food? Is it not God?
Yes, Maharaj.
You see, anam brahmeti vyajanat. So, without, what is God? Without whom we cannot even exist. That is called God. Can you exist without food? Can you exist without water? Can you exist without air, fire, space? Therefore, the wonderful truth is, any object in this world can be used as a symbol. That's why they are called symbols, pratikas. Even a small drawing like a cross for a fertile mind, that piece of paper is more than sufficient. And just as an example, there was a great soul called Devendranath, Maharshi Devendranath Tagore. And once he was just on the banks of the Ganga and he purchased some peanuts and he opened the cover and it happened to be the first page of the Isavasya Upanishad. He opened and out of curiosity read it and it is written, Isavasya Medakum Sarvam, the whole universe is nothing but God, and that brought about complete change. But if I and you read, it may not bring change. But that mind was ripe for that purpose. I hope now you understand, anything can be thought of as God. And whatever we think of God is not the final God, not Brahman. Because whatever we think is limited. Whatever is limited is not the final. But it will take us to the penultimate. And ultimate will absorb that penultimate. That is the answer.
Maharaj, this lump of clay and the shapes, I understood nicely. I just, it came to my mind. Purnamidam Purnamada can be explained that it is infinite. Infinite plus infinite. Infinite only, minus infinite is also minus, I understood in that way. Can you explain this clump of clay and the different shapes, this mantra of Purnamada?
First of all, you have to understand that we have to understand even that Purnamadaha Purnamidam only with the help of some limited example. Whatever you think through your mind, is it limited or unlimited?
It's limited only.
So whether you, even when you are talking, it is infinite. That infinite is infinite or finite?
Talking is finite.
Thinking also is finite. So a large number, that is what we call a huge something is called infinite. That's all.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter. If we have faith and pray to that being, then out of his infinite grace, you know what is mukti? Mukti is he makes you mindless. And that is called liberation. Because when you don't have mind, anyone has no mind. That no mind in Zen Buddhism is called the highest limit of illumination. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay.
Pranam Swaraj.
Okay.
Maharaj, with these different arguments by Shankaracharya.
No. These are all replies, rebuttals by Shankaracharya.
With every explanation, I think it must have helped the sincere seekers of that particular philosophy, like Nyaya or Vaisheshika, to move forward.
Correct. If they are sincere, they would understand the defect of their belief and then move forward. Definitely.
So that's where okay.
Yeah.
So similarly for us also, wherever we are, whichever belief, whichever stage we are at, these intellectual explanations and understanding might help us move forward.
Not only might help us, mighty help. You know why?
Yes, Maharaj.
Before Thakur, every religion was fighting with other religion. He came and told, don't waste your energy. Whatever you believe sincerely, you move forward. Finally, if you believe that God is everywhere, whichever direction you move, that is only in God only you are moving.
Yes.
Even though that we are, many people are under that wrong impression that my religion alone can take one to God. But this teaching of Sri Ramakrishna is very much necessary nowadays. Why do we say nowadays? Because previously in an Islamic country, only who will be there?
Muslims will be there.
Muslims. In a Christian country?
Only Christians.
Only Christians. Now in every corner, you will get everybody.
Yeah.
And that is why, if we don't understand it, even now look at, especially now, what is going on between America and this one? What is it the war about?
Based on religion.
Not really. It has nothing to do with religion. Religion is an excuse, that's all.
Right.
Your America wants oil, unending oil. That is it. There is nothing else. Religion is a mere excuse, that's all. If they really believed in Allah, then they would not have time to fight with each other, isn't it? Not to speak of Christians and Muslims. Even among Muslims, Shias want to kill all the Sunnis. Because you know why?
Why, Maharaj?
Because they believe in the Buddhist Shunyavada. That's why they are called Sunnis. In Telugu, Sunna means zero. Shunya. Anyway, I am just joking. But the real fact is that the religion has nothing to do. They are only invoking religion to control people.
Yeah.
And they are invoking religion, but their real purpose is, I don't want you to enjoy whatever you have, it all belongs to me. Finally, this is the philosophy, isn't it?
The second question, Maharaj, it's about the egotism. Thakur says that it is like the different layers of onion.
Correct.
When peeled, nothing remains.
Correct.
So this egotism seems like something imaginary. And we have seen that there are four faculties of mind, mano, buddhi, chitta, ahankara. And at the time of Brahmakara Vritti, Maharaj, where only one thought remains, would all these four faculties still be there? What happens to egotism at that point?
It is egotism which divides the mind into these three, manas, chitta and buddhi. You just imagine egotism without these three. It will not be tism. It will be pure ego. Now, you follow what I am saying?
So far.
So, the problem is not ego. Ego means God. The problem is not I. Problem is what we add after I. I am the body. I am a man. I am a woman. I am young. I am old. I am miserable. All these are added to that I, isn't it?
Yes.
That is what is called ism, Hinduism, Buddhism. It is that ism that is the problem. So, this is better illustration would be of that onion. You remove all the panchakoshas. And what remains, don't say nothing remains. That nothing which Sri Ramakrishna says is this nothing, naiva kinchit agre asi. You call it...
Either remains.
Either you can call it that manaha, chittaha and buddhi. or you can call it better, these five koshas. And what remains is what we named as, for the sake of argument or talking, Brahman. Same thing, just you know, you have to understand. Buddha says, everything is shunyam, nirvana. He says, nirvana. Nirvana is a state to be attained. So if something is to be attained, is it an existing state or a non-existing state?
Must be an existing state.
And it cannot be named because it is beyond name, speech and mind, thought. That is what he meant. That is purely what we are discussing. Buddha had read all these things. But he did not use the word for a historical reason. In the name of Vedas, so many animals were being sacrificed. And they were not even eating. Just sacrifice and throw them away. So if he accepts Veda, there will be a lot of arguments. That is why he said they are all creations of these priests. Therefore, we don't accept Veda. So he can't use that word Brahman because that is a word from Vedas. So he used the word Shunya. The whole modern progress has come out of Shunya only. Do you know that?
How modern?
The greatest invention of the most creative human mind is called zero. Without zero, where will you go? The word 10, 11, does it make any sense without zero? Every letter is meaningful only because of the zero.
Zero or infinity.
That zero is called Purnam. These are all symbolic words.